Welcome back to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. I'm Phoebe, and this August we've been chatting with Rakoma, a three-piece indie alt-rock band from Seattle. Sean of Rakoma dove into their collaborative approach to songwriting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It like changes every single song. Sometimes rare occasion I'll have a full song done and I'll be like, what do you guys think of this? Like Morning Cartoons, I think was completely done, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times, I mean, Sean will have ideas and then we'll just like sit and like structure it out together. And then I'll go like scurry off and like put lyrics on it. And then he'll put like, you know, guitar on it and then drums and that sort of thing. Or like I'm pretty insecure when it comes to writing. So I'll like have like a 30-second clip and I'll be like, you guys like this? And if everyone's like, yeah, it's cool, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It is cool, you know? So that happens a lot too. And then I'm like inspired to keep going. Sometimes I'm like, this might be the dumbest thing I've ever written, you know? But yeah, it's kind of all different.
I think what we like to do when we can is to be in the same room. Mm-hmm. Figuring out the flow of a song and then maybe lyrics and like lead guitar parts and specific parts come later. But we like to feel like we're all involved in sort of shaping like the bare bones of a song.
You don't understand. Your old man's tired as hell. He's worked his hands to a swell. The only care you comprehend is your weekend plans.
We talked with Glenn about how he thinks about performing his songs and sharing his often personal lyrics with live audiences.
It's kind of interesting because there's such a relationship with the writing portion of it and the lyrics that you have. And then at a certain point, it's not that you don't care anymore, but at a certain point, it's almost like you can't relate to it because it's so like to get in the headspace of how I felt with like Dog Bones or that sort of thing is like interesting, or like some of the newer stuff even. But every now and then, I mean, I'll like listen to some of the songs and be like, whoa, yeah, I really remember how that felt. But singing it and that sort of thing, I don't know if I'm like consciously thinking about like what I'm saying, if that makes sense. When I play live, I was thinking about this the other day, actually, how you like have so much emotion toward a song. And then at a certain point, it's kind of beyond you. And it's like, it's almost like when you're able to like release it or play it live, it's almost like not your song anymore. It's other people's songs.
Be on the lookout for a new album coming up soon. Glenn and Sean gave us a little background on a song from the album, their latest single titled Aloska.
Yeah, so the next single that's coming out is going to be called Aloska. And this song, how did it start off? It was you, Sean, right?
We recorded this the next album that's coming out. We recorded at a cabin near the North Cascades for 9 weeks. It was just the three of us isolated out, way out in the woods. This song came together towards the end of our stay there, where I think we were all losing our minds a bit. Getting stir crazy and just ready to come back to normal life. But I figured out sort of like the acoustic flow of the song, and then we all built it out from there together.
Yeah, and then lyrically, there's a lot of this in the album, I think. A lot of like, so during quarantine, I got a divorce, and it was kind of a harder time for me in a lot of ways. So this song in particular is kind of about that and finding like your own way and knowing that person that you kind of spent so much time with is doing their own thing and moving on. And it's a song about moving on and just kind of not being able to kind of quite figure it out as fast as you'd like.
I think this song is the only song we've written that has made me cry. And I don't know if other music has done that to me. I can't think of a time where I've like cried to music. It's not typically like my response to seeing things, even if I feel like it moves me. But yeah, the journey of making this record was very intense and heavy, and like hearing what Glenn had to say on this song definitely brought a lot out of me.
Yeah. And it was one of those songs that kind of just happened. Like, it was my turn to do the lyrics and I sat there with the microphone and it was like kind of came out pretty fast. And I was just like, whoa, it's like, and then I listened back and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, this is what I'm feeling, you know? It's kind of one of those moments where you're like, oh, it's almost like someone else wrote it. And in those moments,
it's interesting because I think we all had that experience with this song. Like, we all kind of needed to get it out, and it happened pretty naturally for all of us.
Yeah, it was a lot of catharsis. Yeah, for sure. Even the drums, I remember the drums had a lot of catharsis, right?
Yeah. And here's Aloska on Space 101.1.
Thanks for being here for our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Racoma. If you want to listen back, you can access these episodes and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. And for more info about Rakoma, see the website rakomamusic.com or keep up with them on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for tuning in.